Warriors Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Kirk Lacob, joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at KLacobPrime. That's his handle here on Locker Room. And Kirk, thank you so much for taking the time. I know there's been a variety of things going on with meetings and preparation for this draft to come, but exciting to have you here. And as best as we can in the next little bit that you have to stay with us, let's talk about the process. And for you right now, this, we're getting closer. This week is the draft. What are some of the priorities for the organization as we keep evaluating what the best scenario could be? How has the process been going? How are you doing? And kind of just fill us in on all the above.
Thanks, Lawrence. Glad to finally be on here. I know it's taken me, we had a couple missed times. I've been busy changing diapers. I've got 2-week-old twin sons. So that has caused my schedule to shift quite a bit, especially during draft and kind of pre-free agency time. But I'm excited for this week. I finally got the all clear to go into the office for the first time, other than just to get tested to make sure I will be cleared. But this is a really exciting week that it feels like it's been a long time coming. And I think, in fact, it has been a really, really long time coming, like 6 months. But this is, to me, the most fun day of the year is the draft. I mean, you know, as a front office executive, we only get to really put our imprint on the team so often. Not that it's not a large imprint, but the number of times we can actually affect things are actually pretty far and few between. And not to mention, this is the night where, you know, the adrenaline gets going. I love making decisions in real time. You know, you have to stop and remember that it's not a video game. This actually impacts people's lives. But this is the most fun day of the year. So I am so excited. And like I said, jumping on this with you is kind of the mark of me being free from dad duties for a couple days here.
Quick. First of all, congratulations on the twins. That's a complete blessing and really fun. And it does reset all of us in our lives when something that special does happen, where we go like, gosh, this is what it is to be alive and have all of these wonderful opportunities that we have working around the NBA. That's one thing. But family is hyper important and special. And, you know, thank you, one, for juggling the time to mix this in with obvious family obligations and also huge draft obligations. I'm curious, just, you know, to help folks understand how in this pandemic time period, we've all adjusted. There was the training camp that took place where testing was part of it. But you were alluding to there was a series of tests to go on so that the people in the war room were able to be around each other and it'd be a safe environment. You know, without too many state secrets, just what has that process been to make sure that everything that we do currently at Chase Center with operations is safe so that soon we'll have fans back in the building that is safe? What have some of those protocols been, and what has it been for you as you guys get ready for this draft?
Well, it's been interesting. I mean, we're in some ways the guinea pigs, you know, because we have a group that sort of needs to work and oftentimes work together, at least in small groups. And we've needed to do that for a few months. So we've been on the testing train. You know, we've been testing pretty regularly, but for the purposes of the draft here, we've had a crew of about 20 people who have been testing daily for 10. Well, I guess now it's been about 7 or 8 days, but by the time the draft comes, it'll be 10. And that is the start of it. But we have so many other safety protocols within the walls. But it is funny. You get very, very used to having something shoved in your nose. And it's really not that bad. In fact, I've actually come to kind of enjoy the tickle. But we're really trying to be extra safe and diligent and make sure that this is the safest environment for everybody. But, you know, it all starts, in our opinion, with testing, you know, as often as you can. We've been on top of it. And so, yeah, everyone's been tested for over a week straight now. We had a couple people who had to fly in. And they were in a quarantine in a hotel, so they had to come in, you know, a few days early to do that. But it's been a ride, and absolutely, once you're in the building, things are still a little bit different than normal as well. You have to wear a mask and be careful about how close you get to people and down, and you go to the wrong spaces. So it is a process, but like I said, I'm really glad, you know, everyone is safe and we're putting ourselves in a position where we can actually have a draft here and prepare for free agency.
What makes for a successful war room situation and thus a successful draft for the organization?
Yeah, you need everybody on the same page. And at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you draft people who are high character and that are going to work hard. It doesn't matter really in frankly, if it's the G League or the NBA, it doesn't really matter which one it is. That's absolutely the key. And I think we've been able to do that over the years. You know, it's obviously easier said than done when you have a pick lower in the draft, just because you do have to balance that with talent. And obviously the top players and top people tend to go first. But I think over the years we've done it pretty well. And like I said before, this is the most fun day. But you have to be prepared or it's not going to be very fun. There's a lot and a lot of preparation that goes in, whether it's the G League draft or the NBA draft. I mean, this is something we work on for months and then work on very, very seriously for weeks. So we're happy to be here. And I think that the last thing I'll say about that is the people you work with is the most important part of all of it. You can't make good decisions if you don't have good people. And I've been very fortunate in my career to be around really amazing people, really, really amazing. And I mean, a special shout out to my first coach that I ever hired, Nate Bjorkgren, who's now the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. And I received news recently that I won't out yet, but another coach that I worked with for a long time just got a great job. And those are the sorts of things that make this all worth it, make it really, really fun. But no, I think that's the reality about all this is work with great people, work really hard, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's do a little trip down memory lane, if we can. I remember distinctly this night, and I am curious to get your perspective on what happened on this night, where you were, what your impressions were, and let me just trigger what that exactly was, a night in 2009.
Commissioner David Stern has the card for a team that used 47 different starting lineups. Here's the commissioner. With the seventh pick in the 2009 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Stephen Curry from Davidson College.
Bittersweet in all kind of ways that we hear this. Sweet in the sense that the Warriors have Stephen Curry. Bittersweet in the sense that you both heard there from Stuart Scott and David Stern, both no longer with us. But when you think back to the 2009 draft and really what the building blocks were, where were you that night? What do you remember about that draft? Because, I mean, while not yet with the organization, you had to have feelings about a transcendent player joining our Bay Area team.
Well, it's funny you actually mentioned it. I have a very, very distinct memory of that night. I obviously was not with the team. I was in college. I was preparing, hopefully, for a job somewhere that I was hoping could be in basketball or sports, but was fully expecting not to be able to and be somewhere else. And I was sitting watching the draft, as I did every year, on my couch at my parents' house. And I was sitting with my brother, Kent. We were watching the draft, and we were so nervous because it felt like the Warriors were never good and always had the wrong draft pick. And he and I so badly wanted the team to draft Steph Curry. And we didn't know how good we just thought he was like our favorite player. I mean, I was the same year as Steph growing up. He obviously left after his junior year. And I did not leave college early because I had no reason to. But he was a player that we absolutely loved and identified with. I can tell you both Steph and I, our high school team played for the Knights. We often wore the same jersey numbers. Obviously, I didn't know him at all. I had some friends who played against him in high school. And when they called, I had heard all the rumors that Steph didn't want to come to the Warriors. But when they called his name, it's probably the only time I've ever jumped off the couch and yelled and gave my brother a big high five. We were so excited. Could not possibly have imagined that night what would come and how our lives would actually intertwine with Steph. But that was one of my happiest memories and strongest memories as a Warriors fan, ironically. And so it was really great. And obviously, what has followed has been even better, but that was the start of something, really big, for all Warriors fans. And obviously my personal journey, very, very involved.
Take me to 2012. This is a story that's kind of interesting. In 2012, the Warriors needed to keep the seventh pick. And the way the dominoes then fell was that by keeping in the draft lottery the seventh pick, they were able to pick up Harrison Barnes at seven, Festus Ezeli at the end of the first round, and then have enough picks. And the way the draft unfolded, there's a certain legend in basketball, probably the most intense player in the history of the NBA, and all of what he brings, incredible defensive efforts and defensive player of the year and three-time champion Draymond Green in the second round. I mean, for 2012 to unfold the way it did, help me understand that time period too, of what everyone was thinking going into that draft lottery.
That was, I mean, I'm going to walk you all through this story somewhat quickly, and then unfortunately I'm going to have to go. We have medical review for the draft picks here for this year, which is always an interesting process. But we would have lost that seventh pick if not for a coin flip. We lost a number of games towards the end of the season, tied for the seventh worst record, and because of a prior trade, a number of years before I got there. I believe it was the Marcus Williams trade, but I'm not positive. That pick was only top seven protected. So we finished in a tie for the seventh worst record with Toronto. And literally it comes down to a coin flip who gets the top pick. And then, of course, it goes into the lottery and even worse things could happen. Then you could either jump up or a team could jump you and you could move back. So there were all sorts of bad things that could happen to us there. Fortunately, we won the coin flip 50-50 with Toronto, so we were the seven. And then we had to sit through the lottery and hope that nobody jumped up above us even after that. But luckily, we held on to that pick. We drafted Harrison. We had traded. We had gotten what became the 30th pick in a trade earlier that year. We had done kind of one trade for Steven Jackson, and then we had actually passed him along to San Antonio, and they sent us Richard Jefferson and a first. That first became the 30th pick. And then we had traded, I believe it was Troy Murphy to the New Jersey Nets. I think it was that same year, and gotten a second round pick out of it. And that became the 35th pick. And so we got down to it. We really liked a couple players. We loved Draymond. Best interview we've ever had. Best workout we've ever had. Just destroyed people. Had to win every single drill, had other players essentially quitting during the drills, but really, really wanted Festus as well, and kind of did the math and did our research, talked to the agents, talked to teams, and found that if we took Festus at 30, we could probably get Draymond Green at 35, but not the other way around. And so we were really, really nervous when we did it. We took Festus and then waited. And we were pretty sure that our information was correct, and we knew who the next four picks would be, but we were really concerned that someone might trade in and change that up, and luckily they didn't. And then Draymond obviously ended up better than you could ever imagine. And we even at the time said, you know, it's probably a good thing he's the second round pick, because he's going to add another chip to his shoulder. He's going to be really pissed off. And I think he knows the 34 players taken above him, and we were happy that he knows that. But it was quite the night. And obviously, Onyen Kuzmic, we drafted at 52, who didn't have, you know, a huge impact with Golden State, but great person, had a really good career overseas in the EuroLeague. Also, you know, won a G League championship ring and an NBA ring in the same season. I believe he might be the only player to do that still. But yeah, quite a night. Really, really unbelievable night.
Okay, this trip down memory lane has been in large part because we cannot talk about active prospects in this draft, but we are looking forward to Wednesday. We totally get all of what the preparation store is. Thank you, one, for taking the time to do this right now in a very busy time period, and congratulations on all the new additions to the family, and have a wonderful rest of the week, and let's please do this again soon when we can talk specifics about this current draft class, because we'd love to talk in an active sense with you about what unfolded and how it all happened, and really do look forward to doing that very soon with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lawrence. I would love that. Happy to always come on and talk about the Warriors, talk basketball. I've got more great stories up my sleeve. But thanks for having me today, and I'm looking forward to doing this again.
That's Warriors Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Kirk Lacob. We will talk to you very soon. Thank you all for joining us here on Locker Room. Do take good care and enjoy the 2020 NBA Draft.